An architect working on the new St. Pete Pier design dispelled what she calls myths about the $50 million project. More than 100 people crowded the meeting to ask Lisa Wanamaker questions about the lens.
It is not a sidewalk to nowhere. The pier is a promenade to a place.
But critics have continued to lambaste city officials and architects over the project. After the design was chosen last year, a group called Concerned Citizens of St. Petersburg popped up to stop it from being built. Fred Whaley heads the group.
We would like to see them go back to the original task force report. We'd like to see them build a master plan around it. I mean, I don't think that you should go out and just spend $50 million to tack a pier out there that we don't feel meets St. Petersburg's objectives.
Whaley and his followers have flooded city council meetings, demanding residents get the chance to vote. The group even managed to compile more than 10,000 required signatures needed to put the measure on a ballot and is now suing the city over the matter. City officials argue the public already had adequate time to give input, but Whaley claims that process was ignored.
They asked for 30-some thousand square feet of restaurants and retail space and public space to be air-conditioned out on the pier, and none of that exists. And I think that there's a lot of people, even questions today, address that.
St. Petersburg City Council member Leslie Curran led the panel that oversaw the design competition in 2011. She's confident that even if the lens issue was put on a ballot, the design would still be approved by voters.
There are a lot of people out there that we're finding now and hearing from them individually that signed the original petition that state now that they would not have signed it if they really understood it. And I think now, as I said, the more information that gets out, the more people see the website and understand the project, the more support is being gained.
So if you don't think that the end result would change, why not just let it go to a vote?
Because we went through a process. We did the process. I was the chair of the jury that made the decision that we did. I was on the task force. We've been through this for almost 4 years. I think it is time.
But critics aren't stopping the fight. Tiger Bay member Tom Dunn asked lens architect Lisa Wanamaker why anyone would want to go to the pier unless they were testing a new antiperspirant.
There's no purpose in hiking a half a mile out and around the sidewalk in the heat and the humidity unless you're a glutton for punishment. So it just doesn't make sense, I don't think.
A lot of people walk out there now in the hot sun and with no shade. The new pier provides nearly 40,000 square feet of shade that is not provided now. The entire oval is covered by the iconic canopy.
Over the course of debate, another group formed to defend the lens design called Wow St. Pete. It's headed up by infomercial pitchman Anthony Sullivan.
I started hearing at the Saturday morning market, my taxes will go up. We didn't get a vote. There'll be no shade. There'll be no restaurants. There'll be no fishing. I even read somewhere there'll be no children allowed on the new pier. It looks like a toilet bowl. That's my favorite one. It's a lens out of focus. Sign the city-approved petition. If there are any lawyers in the house, I'd love to have a chat with you offline about that. And my favorite one was nobody likes it. Nobody in St. Petersburg likes a pier. And I thought to myself, baloney, I like it.
Sullivan jokes with people when he speaks in public that the lens doesn't cost $50 million, just two easy payments of $25 million. But joking aside, Sullivan said there is some financial gain in replacing the iconic inverted pyramid with the lens.
I don't think the pier is going to be profitable, but I do believe that it's going to save money in the long by reducing the subsidies. So there is some margin in there.
The current pier is set to close in May. It needs to either be replaced or rehabilitated because the roadway approach to the structure at the end of the pier is falling apart. The new design would have limited access to vehicles and would serve primarily as a pedestrian and bike path. For WMNF News, I'm Janelle Irwin in St. Petersburg.